91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's -3 and snowing at noon. Good afternoon, I'm James Bowler. It's possible we could be looking at bad road conditions, especially in the Prince Edward region Friday morning. Environment Canada released a weather watch for Prince Edward County this morning. The region could see between 10 and 15 centimeters of snow. The Quinte region may not be spared either, even though a watch has not yet been released for Quinte. A possibility of 10 to 15 centimeters of snow in the morning has been predicted, adding to the 5 centimeters the Quinte region may receive today. There is also a special weather statement that areas around Stirling, Tweed, and South Frontenac could receive freezing rain as well. Firefighters quickly extinguished some flames at a Belleville scrap metal compound. 15 Belleville residents called the fire station yesterday afternoon around 5 concerning a fire at Crawford Metals. Firefighters got to the scene quickly and extinguished the fire, but only after it destroyed 3 cars. The cars were ready to be crushed, so there was no monetary damage. No one was injured, and the fire is believed to be accidental. Police are not investigating any further. The National Air Force Museum has unveiled its newest edition, a replica of the first powered plane. Barb Neary works in public relations for the museum. Neary says they hope the Silver Dart exhibit serves educational and entertainment purposes as well as draws aviation enthusiasts.
It's a great piece to kind of link some of the other pieces in the museum in that, you know, we have a lot of, we have World War II, World War I aircraft information and in some cases aircraft. And this is a great piece because this is where it started.
The plane was originally made for the flight's 100th anniversary in 2009 has been in 4 flights. More aftershocks have been reported in Christchurch, New Zealand, where rescue workers are still searching for survivors from Tuesday's earthquake that killed at least 98 people. American student Laura Castrano moved to Christchurch just 1 month ago.
You just don't know. They come so fast, there's no warning. You sort of hear this loud rumble, like a truck's coming or a train's going by, and in a split second later, the ground's just moving, and you don't know how severe it's going to be. So it's very scary.
More than 200 people are still missing in the rubble of the 6.3 magnitude quake. Hope for their survival is fading fast. After months of delay, Space Shuttle Discovery is set to blast off from Florida for the International Space Station at 4:50 Eastern Time today. Reporter Vic Ratner says the weather looks good and no technical problems are anticipated for this afternoon's launch.
Loading 500,000 gallons of super cold liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen on board the shuttle is where problems showed up last November and forced a delay in this mission. So far today, everything going okay. NASA's upgraded the weather forecast to a 90% chance of good weather at launch time this afternoon.
Discovery's 6 astronauts will be delivering a closet full of supplies and a humanoid robot to the International Space Station. Chaotic scenes are being described at Libya's airports as thousands try to flee the government's bloody assault on opponents of Muammar Gaddafi. Meanwhile, reporter Miguel Marquez says hundreds of American evacuees and 26 Canadians are stuck on a ferry docked in Tripoli.
They've been there, some of them, probably for almost 24 hours, and it looks like they may be there for another 24 hours because of very high seas. Officials say they are perfectly safe. They have food, they have water, they have security surrounding that ferry. They believe it is safer for them to stay in that Libyan port than to dare risking crossing those 12-foot swells.
A Canadian chartered flight scheduled to fly to Tripoli to bring about 220 Canadians to Rome is reported to have been cancelled due to insurance concerns. A British judge has ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited to Sweden to face sex crime allegations. The judge said accusations of rape and sexual molestation by 2 women are extraditable offenses that the Swedish warrant was properly issued. Defense lawyer Mark Stevens says the ruling doesn't necessarily mean Assange will be sent to Sweden.
We are still hopeful that the matter will be resolved in this country. We still remain very optimistic about our opportunities on appeal.
Assange denies the allegations and has been out on bail during the extradition fight. Critics are questioning new draft regulations that are aimed at improving Ontario retirement homes. NDP critic France Gelenas says she's concerned with the proposed regulations because there is no government oversight of retirement homes. She says the new rules essentially leave the regulation of homes up to the industry itself. The new regulations were released Tuesday following legislation passed last summer over the objections of the New Democrats. The rules establish care and safety standards and allow for inspections of police and police background checks for new staff. The regulations also establish residents' rights, including to know the true cost of care and live in an environment where abuse and neglect isn't tolerated. A college dropout and Muslim convert who threatened the creators of South Park cartoon series and then tried to join Al-Qaeda-linked terror groups in Somalia has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Zachary A. Chesser of Bristow, Virginia, was sentenced Thursday in the U.S. District Court in Alexandria, Virginia. Chesser pleaded guilty last year to supporting Al-Shabaab terrorist group in Somalia and posting online threats against the South Park creators for an episode that he perceived as an insulting to the Prophet Muhammad. Prosecutors had been seeking the maximum sentence of 30 years. Chesser's lawyers asked for a 20-year term. Chesser says he's renounced violence and is so sorry for what he did. That's 91X News to 12:05. Jennifer Bowman has sports next.
McDonald's premium roast coffee. So good, it's getting people who don't change to change. Try a free small coffee February 28th until March 6th and love it for yourself. See restaurant for details.
It's getting down to the crunch. The Bulls are playing their last game against Peterborough tonight in the competition for the final spot in the playoffs. They lost to the Petes on Monday 3-1. The game starts tonight in Peterborough at 7. The Bulls play again Saturday when they're home to Mississauga. The Canucks look to bounce back from a loss to Montreal against visiting St. Louis tonight. The Blues have reloaded with their recent acquisition of forward Chris Stewart and defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk. There are five other games on tap, including Toronto at Montreal. In Junior A hockey, the Wellington Dukes are celebrating their win last night over Upper Canada 3-1. Peterborough is on the ice tonight, facing off with Villanova. And in Junior B action, the Picton Pirates shut out Amherst View 4-0 last night. They play the back half of the home-and-home series tonight in Picton. The Napanee Raiders play in Port Hope. And the big day is here. The Lancers are hosting the OCAA Women's Provincial Volleyball Championship. Eight teams from across Ontario will be playing this weekend with the final playoffs on Saturday. There are four games on tap today, starting at 1. The Lancers will be on the court facing the Golden Hawks this evening at 7. The games will be broadcast on QNetNews.ca with live play-by-play coverage. And the OCAA Men's Volleyball Championship is being held starting today in Seneca College. Anna Bretherick reports.
Sting coach Shane Tim says the fact that the tournament will be held on their home turf is a huge advantage.
I think it's an advantage. You're mentally tough enough. You get the crowd behind you, and it's a gym that we play in 3, 4, 5 times a week, right? So I think just for that, it's a huge advantage.
Loyalists men's volleyball team will not be making an appearance in this tournament after being knocked out in qualifiers 3-0 last Saturday to Redeemer. Ayanna Bretherick, 91X Sports.
The showdown at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts lived up to its billing. Manitoba's Kathy Overton-Clapham beat her former teammates on the Jennifer Jones team 8-6 in Charlottetown. It was Overton-Clapham's first game against Jones since she was cut from the team last year. Jones says neither skip was trying to do anything other than win the game.
I don't know. I don't think there was anything to prove. I mean, we know I've always said she's a great player, and their team and Kathy played really well tonight.
Jones says her team was outplayed. And it's trade deadline day in the NBA, and already one of the league's top point guards appears on the move. Baron Davis is going to Cleveland Cavaliers for guard Mo Williams and forward Jamario Moon in a deal on the verge of being finalized, according to the Canadian Press. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's James Bowler with 91x weather.
And in 91x weather, periods of snow ending late this afternoon and then cloudy with a high of +4. And tonight, cloudy, the snow beginning before morning, a low of -7. Friday, watch out for road conditions. Snow at heavy at times, ending early in the evening and then clearing with an amount of 10 to 15 centimeters possible. Will be local blowing snow and a high of -2. Saturday, sunny with a high of -5. And Sunday, back into the snow again, a high of +1. At 12:09, it's -3. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm James Bowler with Jennifer Bowman. News is next at 1 o'clock.
91X News has been brought to you by McDonald's. 91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.